It's been a long time since we heard this. It's going to be a very busy day on the beach and prom today, especially around the boatyard at the foot of Bath Street. Yes, the Porty Regatta is back, run for the first time jointly by Row Porty and the Eastern Amateur Rowing Club. And as we'll hear, there's also another event taking place around the same stretch of the Forth, but more of that later. But first, the regatta. For both Sally Champion from Eastern and Fiona Richardson from Row Porty, who helped organise the day, it's exciting to get back to racing after so long.
We haven't had a regatta in Portobello for 4 years, and we thought it was about time that we rectified that. So obviously COVID has happened in the interim. So I'm really looking forward to getting some visiting clubs back to the beach. 5 visiting clubs. So the furthest away is Ullapool, who are coming down all the way from the northwest. And then we've invited local clubs, so North Berwick are coming along. Eskmouth from just along the road. Obviously the 2 clubs in Portobello Eastern and Row Porty are the joint hosts. And then we also have New Haven and South Queens Ferry.
I'm quite excited about it. I mean, I joined just before Eastern formed a club from Row Porty, so I've kind of been at different ends of the beach, so it's quite nice they approached us to have this joint regatta together. And we also had a Eastern race day about 4 weeks ago, which was really quite nice, and we were there along with Musselburgh. So yeah, quite excited about it. We were at Port Seton 2 weeks ago, and to me it felt like the buzz had come back since the pandemic, and I don't think we've had that since before pre-pandemic. And I think the last regatta we were at just showed a lot more enthusiasm than we had last year at this time. So yeah, I'm quite excited about it.
Historically, Eastern broke away from Row Porty so that members could concentrate more on race training. But the two clubs are now rivals only on the water, and as Sally explains, friends when the racing is done.
I mean, there's loads of space for fierce competition at regattas, and when you're in the moment of really working to cross the finish line, you're completely competitive. But as soon as you're off the water, there's lots of shared hugs and camaraderie and laughter. Lots of people know each other from all sorts of communities now. And it's really nice to be able to co-host a regatta here on our beach that we share with other water users. So yeah, it's a really sort of positive thing to be able to do.
Anyone down at the prom can expect to see activity around the boatyard from early in the morning as various facilities are set up. But the racing itself starts around 10:30. So what can we expect? Fiona described the schedule.
Myself and Sally had the race day planned. I think there's 10 races. First one is the under-17s, I believe. And I think there might only be 2 teams in that race, interestingly, because North Berwick and Eastern have got youth teams, and I don't think the other clubs have. There's another few races in between, like 200-plus men's and women's, and that's when all the rowers in the boat have to be, their ages have to add up to 200. And believe it or not, that was quite easy for Row Porty, because the average age is about 50 anyway, so that was quite a simple choosing teams for that. Then we have open men's, open women's, mixed novice, mixed open we have, and then at the end we've got a blindfold race.
However, remember that other event I mentioned? Well, that's forced a wee bit of a rethink.
So myself and Sally had all the times of the races planned going throughout the day, and then we had a little bit of a hiccup because we found out that Surfers Against Sewage were going to be doing a demonstration on the same day in the water at Portobello. So
that's at 1 o'clock, I believe.
Yeah, we managed to get in touch with them just to try and find out exactly what that was going to look like, and we found out that I think they're going to come out just across our race course as well. So we realised at that point we're going to have to reshuffle the races a little bit. But they've been open in communication with us, and we've agreed to stop racing for about an hour and a half, and the plan is that the teams that are coming along to the regatta will also take part in the protest.
The Surfers Against Sewage event is part of a national campaign to protest about the way the waters around the coast from John O'Groats to Land's End are being polluted by sewage discharges by the water companies. One of the organisers here is Kim Travers, who I caught up with on Zoom.
There's 12 nationwide paddleouts happening with Surfers Against Sewage, all targeting the different water companies. Our one in Portobello Beach will be for Scottish Water. So basically we're going to be doing a paddle out into the water, or if you'd rather stay on the beach. And then we have some speakers coming, speaking a little bit more about Surfers Against Sewage and the work that we're planning to do and have done. And basically for the day, we're hoping the outcome will be to raise awareness to people who maybe haven't heard very much about the situation of water quality, or maybe know a little bit more about it, potentially enlighten them on what they can do to help, but also stir a little bit more energy so that we have more backing to support our campaign.
She's delighted by the way the regatta organisers have accommodated their event and hope the boats will join in, along with kayakers, paddleboarders and wild swimmers. After all, there's a real risk to the health of anyone who ends up in polluted water.
Our water data is only being recorded from mid-May until September. People are swimming and surfing and doing water sports all year round. So people are swimming out with data being sent out, so they don't actually know what they're going into. And if there's been a sewage spill, you know, there's just no information. They're just people are just waiting to get sick. And that's when they find out that what they've been swimming in is really unsafe.
She agrees that Scottish Water is better at controlling the pollution than some of the water companies in England, but it doesn't go far enough.
So Scottish Water, the main problem here is funding, most likely. And although they are good in some aspects, English water companies are doing more because they have year-round monitors. Around, I think it's like 80% of bathing waters are monitored, whereas Scotland, we're still waiting to have the sewage monitors put in place, which Scottish Water have said they'll do by 2024. So that's just what we're waiting for, to see some movement of that promise being made.
Anyway, back to the main event of the day. Earlier, Fiona mentioned there would be a blindfold race. What does that involve? Sally explains.
So the cox doesn't wear a blindfold. The cox can obviously see where they're going all the time, but the rowers will have their eyes covered and they have to really listen in to each other and sort of tune in to what's happening inside the boat that they're in, rather than get distracted by the things around them. So it will be quite interesting seeing how that one goes.
I have taken part in one of these, and it can be quite disorientating if you don't listen to the cox and the sound of the oars in the water. The final race of the day isn't club against club, but the chance to form mixed crews, which Fiona says is really just for fun.
Quite commonly in rowing regattas these days as well, we're having an Andes race at the end, so all the other races will be obviously within clubs, and we kind of know who's been doing the most training, I guess. But at the end we're having an Andes race, and that involves each club will provide one boat and one cox, and then everybody else's name that wants to take part will go in a hat. So then we'll be pulling names out of a hat, so it would be random club members as the other three rowers in each boat, and then we're going to race that as well to see which boat wins, I guess, with various people inside it. So that would be quite good fun.
It should all be over by about 4:30 with the final of the day. Then for some of the crews it's back in the boats to row home, and for others the chance to get together for a pint or two, perhaps sing the odd sea shanty, and all look back on a happy and successful day.